Hi, you're listening to the White Witch Chronicles. I'm your host, Lola Michelin, and we're here at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. And today I want to talk to you about my equine massage countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5 reasons your horse needs a massage. The 4 questions you need to ask your massage therapist. The 3 things your horse wants you to know. The 2 things that you can do today to help support the health and well-being of your horse. And number 1 is going to be a secret surprise at the end of the vlog series, so stay tuned for the icing on the cake. So today I want to talk to you about the 5 reasons your horse needs a massage. So number 1, you ride your horse. Number 2, you don't ride your horse. Maybe your horse is young and growing, or maybe he's older and retired. Number 3, back pain. Number 4, arthritis. And number 5, routine maintenance. So I want to talk a little bit about each of these. So number 1, if you ride your horse needs massage. Even the best rider and the best horse face challenges sometimes. Not every ride goes as planned, and that can result in musculoskeletal stress. Also, building muscles is hard work. If we're working on building the fitness or the skill level of our horse, there's going to be times when his muscles are going to be sore, his body is going to be changing, or her body is going to be changing, and massage is going to help you in recovering faster so that you can train smarter. Maybe you don't ride your horse. Maybe your horse is young and growing and his body's changing through those stages, so he may be developing, you know, growing pains. Or maybe your horse is older. Maybe he's worked and now he's enjoying retirement. He still needs mental and physical activity to keep him stimulated. Or if it's a mare, she may still need interaction and social interaction. Any horse will need that as well. So whether it's for growing pains or growing old pains, massage can help to mitigate the changing nature of our bodies. Back pain is probably the number one thing my clients say is hampering their progress with their horse. Now, back pain can come about for a wide range of reasons. Many horses go through life with no back pain, but more often than not, there's going to be at some point in time when your horse is struggling with back pain. And it could be from saddle fit issues. It could be just development or stage of training. It could be nutritional. There's metabolic components that can contribute to back pain. As a matter of fact, it's often said that back pain is secondary to some other issue. And there's one school of thought that says back pain is neck pain until proven otherwise. So it can be difficult to unravel the mystery of why your horse is experiencing back pain, especially if it's chronic. So your massage therapist is going to be a really valuable part of the team, because they're able to assess your horse's biomechanics. They're able to do joint range of motion assessments. They're going to assess the muscles and how the muscles are stabilizing or not stabilizing a joint. And they're going to be able to help you develop a plan to address and determine the cause of your horse's back pain. And they'll work closely with your veterinarian team as well to help with any kind of treatments that you're going to pursue. Massage is often valuable as a recovery tool after treatment. Arthritis. So sadly, 3 out of 4 horses nowadays, working horses, will experience some form of arthritis before the age of 8. At some point in your life with horses, you're probably going to encounter a horse who's struggling with some stage of inflammation or arthritis. And arthritis is the end result of a joint inflammation. So like with many conditions, the key to managing arthritis is early detection. If we can recognize when we have a joint that's inflamed, or we're getting some slight reduction in range of motion or comfort during range of motion, we may be able to head off inflammation before we have arthritic changes. Unfortunately, most of the time, by the time we can see visible signs of arthritis, the bony changes are already occurring. So if your horse is losing performance, if they're resisting certain activities or certain movements, if they're showing pain or stiffness coming out of their stall, but they're fine once they're moving, these could all be early indications of arthritic changes. At that point, we're really in a management of the condition, and that's going to involve supplementation, veterinarian care, x-rays potentially, but massage can also be a really helpful tool in managing the progression of arthritis and helping with pain management, making sure that the muscles that serve the joint affected are not contributing or becoming restricted as a result. And lastly, routine maintenance. This is probably, to me, number one, the most important. If your horse is in any kind of a working program, then they would benefit from massage at least once a month. My performance clients, I recommend once to twice a month and more often during competition season. So each horse is an individual and your horse's needs are going to be different based on the assessments that your practitioner makes. But a routine maintenance will help you by, early detection of any kind of changes in your horse, behavior-wise, weight-wise, condition of their skin, coat, condition of their muscles. And it's going to help you achieve your goals better, be able to, as I said before, train smarter and recover quicker. So massage is going to be a tool in your toolbox that you cannot afford to miss out on. So from the Northwest School of Animal Massage, I hope you have a wonderful day. Namaste, and see you in the aisleways.